with Empire KBCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. San Bernardino County now has 3,593 confirmed cases of the novel coronavirus as of Monday afternoon, up from 82 from Sunday. With 2.1 million residents in the county, almost 40,000 have been tested. There have been 155 confirmed deaths. Researchers at the University of California, Riverside say the COVID-19 pandemic could reverse the Inland Empire's decade of growth in nonprofits. KVCR's Megan Jamerson has more.
Nonprofit startups have increased by 42% over the last decade in the Inland Empire, but it could all be at risk due to pandemic-related financial hits, says Dr. Karthik Ramakrishnan, director of the Center for Social Innovation at the University of California, Riverside.
One of the challenges now is that there's a lot of attention and interest in small businesses and how vital they are to economic recovery. That same logic also applies to small and medium-sized nonprofits.
His team is in the process of conducting a series of surveys and recently released some new findings. Not only do nonprofits provide essential services in areas like health and work with vulnerable populations, but they provide good-paying jobs and make up 7% of economic output for the Inland Empire.
These are so critical to ensure economic recovery, as well as the health and well-being of our populations, that it's critical for us to pay attention to these nonprofits and then to invest in them.
And investments are key, given his team found that while the Inland Empire leads the state with the greatest share of nonprofit startups, they lag behind neighboring counties in donations, like Orange County, who has a 30% smaller population. Ramakrishnan says one of the solutions is to build coalitions and combine resources, which the nonprofit sector was already beginning to see a trend in. He says the findings also highlight the need for federal, state, and local support. For more information on local coalitions and tools for nonprofits, visit iecovidresponse.com. Megan Jamerson, Empire KVCR News.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says the state could begin allowing pro sports to resume as soon as next month, but games would be missing a key component, the fans. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon reports.
Newsom has said that large, crowded events likely won't be allowed until there's a vaccine or herd immunity to COVID-19. But he says coronavirus hospitalizations in California have declined more than 7% in the past 2 weeks. And if that trend holds, he's looking at what to reopen next.
Retail, not just to be picked up, but in-store retail to be loosened up. In addition to that, sporting events, pro sports, in that first week or so of June without spectators.
Newsom says he's been talking with Major League sports heads about how to resume play in a way that protects players and staff. The governor also said hair salons and in-person worship services could be restarting soon with modifications. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
California is easing restrictions on counties, meaning more areas may be able to see restaurants and additional retailers reopen. Governor Gavin Newsom announced the new guidelines Monday. The state's dropping a requirement that counties can only modify local stay-at-home orders if they go 2 weeks without a coronavirus-related death. Still, Newsom said not every area will qualify or want to move into the next stage.
The Bay Area is in a different position than some parts of the state. LA County is in a different position than other parts of the state. They can move at their own pace based upon their own local conditions.
Two dozen mostly rural counties have already been allowed to reopen restaurants and other businesses. Combined, they make up about 5% of California's population. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.